Hello everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of A Nail Tech's Journey. I'm your host Laura, and this week I'll be discussing my third week in class, as well as a couple of miscellaneous things regarding my course and other things, other aspects of my life. So I apologize up front. I know this episode is a little late. I've just had an eventful week at my full-time job, and things have just been kind of crazy, but I'm definitely here now. I want to get you guys the content. And also I want to let you know that next week, I have class vacation. So I will probably do like a short podcast. I won't do a full-length one. Maybe just covering any practice that I did, because I plan on, even though I don't have class, I plan on doing a taking a couple of clients and doing a couple manicures. I originally was going to offer free manicures while I was in school, you know, because I'm practicing and things like that. But now that I think about it, I definitely don't want to cheat myself, especially of my time, because as you guys know, time is precious. So I might maybe, you know, charge, like, if I'm doing a gel manicure, I'll charge just $5 or $10 for the designs that I do. But I just, yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm not, definitely not novice style. Like, it's not something that I'm gonna do to someone that they're gonna take off immediately afterwards. You know, I feel like people can definitely have them last for, you know, the original 2 weeks or whatever it is that people, you know, typically keep their nails for. So with that being said, I mean, I don't want to charge people full price because obviously I'm still a student, but I also don't want to not charge anything and then feel like, you know, spending all of this time doing people's nails and it's not very fruitful. So, with that being said, we'll just get right into it. So Monday night, pardon me. Monday night was a re mostly textbook night. So I just read through the chapters. I wrapped up my pedicure chapter and then I went into the manicure chapter. I didn't really get a chance to do much as far as practice goes because there wasn't anybody I could really practice on. So I just polished the nails of a girl that's in the esthetician course, and then I just mainly did my textbook reading. You know, the manicuring process itself, I find after reading the chapter, you know, everybody does it differently. I have not been, I've not even been to a salon where they do the same things. And, you know, when I think in terms of my business, I think that I would down the line, I would love to have something, a business that is fruitful. And therefore, I'm gonna need to look for ways to kind of differentiate myself from other businesses and kind of make people want to come to me, you know? So one of the things that I want to do is, you know, kind of figure out maybe like do different soaks, just as they do with pedicures. You know, some people put like, you know, flower petals in the pedicure bath and other different, you know, things. I could do the same thing with hands. You know, there's no reason why the hands can't be treated the same way. So some things that I was thinking of is like maybe partnering with someone who sells essential oils and do essential oil soaks and things like that. You know, obviously I have to research and make sure that the things that I'm doing are safe for the skin. But I think that could be also a good market because then you know, I'm partnering with someone else, so I have their business exposure as well as mine. So just a couple of things that I've been thinking of, you know, to kind of set myself apart. But ultimately, I mean, the structure is the same in terms of, you know, you really want to get the nail plate clean and free of any cuticle or anything. You want to make sure that, you know, you're trimming and if you're doing acrylic, you know, you want to make sure that you're building your apex and things like that. But every like pre-step that you do up until the polishing of the nails is really to ensure that not only your manicure, your polish will last long, but also that your customers' nails are not gonna break, you know, they won't suffer any injury. I've actually been watching a lot of YouTube tutorials, and there was one that I was watching. You know, I appreciate that some of them, they claim that they are not professionals by any means, but at the same time, I mean, I feel like they're putting out this false information, and regardless of whether you're a professional or not, you just have to think in terms of people's safety, you know. I've seen them, you know, post videos of them, you know, doing a hard gel or doing acrylic on their own, and then they're not building their apex properly. You know, on someone's finger, especially if they have super long nails and that nail breaks, that's gonna hurt like a word I can't say on a podcast. Like, that's gonna hurt really bad, and they're gonna have bruising potentially. Like, you don't want to be telling people, oh yeah, do this, this is totally fine, and then all these people are practically breaking their fingers. You know, in class, it is preached that nails are not tools, and I never thought of this prior to going to nail school, and now that is what I'm going to be preaching to other people. Nails are not tools. Once you damage your matrix of your nail, which for those of you who are listening who are not yet familiar with nail anatomy, the matrix is a group of cells at the base of your nail plate that essentially directs how the nail should grow. So if you have, let's say you have nails that are very, very, very curved, and you often get ingrown nails. That's usually due to a defect of some sorts in your matrix. So if these women go out, you know, do these super crazy long nails, break their nails, damage their nail plate, that's permanent damage, because once the nail plate is broken, or sorry, the matrix is damaged, that's it. There's no going back. There's no fix. There's no surgery. They're gonna live with that for life. So these are, you know, things that I'm thinking of as I'm doing this manicuring chapter. Then I just hope, you know, even if it reaches one person who's posting YouTube videos or one person who's spreading this information, just stop and think, you know. Don't put out anything out there that could potentially cause an issue, whether you're a professional or not, whether you're in school, whether you've never, you know, picked up a textbook a day in your life. Like, don't, just don't, please. Anyways, I went on a little rant, but I apologize. I really needed to get that out. So, the following day, I read the acrylic chapter, and I practiced on the nail forms. I did the, it's like the finger. It's plastic, or I don't know what material it is, but it's just a finger that has a little nail at the end. Forewarning, if you get these, nothing adheres to that nail. Oh my goodness. I spent like 10 minutes trying, like holding the tip to the nail, so that the nail, like, you know, with the nail glue, and the nail glue would not dry. So I don't know exactly what these things are made of, but I'm gonna explore other options, because I actually bought a ton of them for home. And that's another tidbit. If you are in school right now, don't limit yourself to the practice that you get just in your course. Like, go out, buy these nail tips. I think I bought like 100 of those just plastic ones, typically the ones that you see people display the colors on. So I bought 100 of those for like $7 on Amazon. Those finger things, I think I have like 10 of them, and I got them off of Amazon that as well. So all in all, I spent $15, but now I can practice for days, you know what I mean? So definitely, definitely get as much practice as you can in during your course, so that when you finish, and you know, obviously want to start working right away, you have a lot more knowledge and a lot more experience, because not only are you going to be desirable to nail salons that are looking to hire you, but you're also going to be desirable to clients. And that's the biggest thing, you know. You can have the nicest nail salon in the world, you know, wanting to hire you, but if you don't have the clientele, forget about it, you know. So, I did have to soak off. I guess, you know, one of the students had previously done some sets and didn't soak them off, so I had to soak off the acrylic. That took a lot longer than what I expected. And so I was watching this YouTube video, and this woman, she took a manicure bowl, she put warm water in it, and then she put her little bowl with acetone and then soaked them in there. So I decided to try that on my own nails because I had had the acrylic that I practiced on myself for, and it actually worked. Like, I mean, I've only ever had my nails, I hate having my nails soaked in acetone, honestly. I prefer to just sit there with the clips, and even if I have to sit there for an hour, I don't even care, because acetone just, like, kills my skin. But I did find that that worked really well, so I'll definitely have to keep testing that and seeing if that works. You know, I've only been testing it on myself and as well as, like, the nail forms, because I don't know yet what any you know, implications that might have on the skin or anything, if it does any harm. So before I try that on a client, I definitely want to do my research into it. But what I did was, I did my chapter, or the book has the procedures at the end. And so one was a regular acrylic, one was a French, I believe, and then I did a stiletto nail, because I've always wanted to try one of those. And they came out good. I mean, with acrylic, it's... Ooh, I apologize. Don't mind me. I just kicked one of my daughter's toys. So with acrylic, it's tough because it dries so fast, so if you're not working fast, you're going to end up with a super lumpy nail. And I definitely know that my issues with acrylic are it just accumulates too much at the base of the nail plate. So I have to figure out, you know, and then that gets tough because I don't want to file that too much because I don't want to hurt my client. So I have to figure out a good way to make sure that I'm not putting so much acrylic there at the base, which I think is probably an issue that people have a lot, you know. But the importance, as usual, is, you know, you want to work smarter and not harder. So you don't want to be putting on so much acrylic that you spend, you know, 30 minutes just filing them back down. You know, definitely put only as much as you really need, and then make sure you build that apex really well. But I'm confident now. You know, I still have I want to do a couple of nail forms before I attempt to do a set on a client and stuff like that. And it's also tough because I feel like people are moving a lot into the gel world, and so I am gonna buy that builder gel. I don't believe we have a chapter on it. I know we have a chapter on gel polish, but not builder gel. But I spoke with my professor, and she's gonna teach me how to use the builder gel. So I'm very excited for that. I'm gonna, I think I ordered it already. I can't remember. I've been ordering so much stuff lately. Oh my gosh. But eBay is honestly really good for those little miscellaneous things, you know, like things like polishes and stuff. I won't buy from eBay, or like crystals. I could probably buy crystals, but like I said, I want to, in previous podcasts, I definitely want to use Swarovski. I never say that right. Ugh. Swarovski crystals. So I wouldn't buy those from eBay. But little miscellaneous things, trinkets. I got like a tip cutter for $1. You know, it took like a month to get here, but whatever. I got some tips, some clear tips. I didn't get I don't know. This is actually a question that I have for, you know, any nail professionals that are listening to my podcast, as well as any instructors. What color should you use for people? Because in my opinion, I just want to use clear for everyone, because clear offers me the most versatility, you know, clear tip and clear acrylic or clear gel. But, you know, I guess maybe it's like a personal preference type of thing, that's one of my questions that I want to ask my teacher probably when I go back next week, and I will let you know what she tells me. But whoa, we are into almost the 15-minute mark. I apologize. This was a lengthy one. You know, probably they'll get a little bit more lengthy as I'm going through school, and, you know, now that everything's starting to pick up and I'm actually doing things. So I'll try and still keep them definitely under the 20-minute mark, probably around 10 to 15 minutes. But so next week, like I said, I will do a podcast. I will do just a short, you know, 5 minute check-in just on what I'm doing. Because yeah, my school is closed for all of the school holidays, like the elementary and high school holidays, they're closed for those as well. So next week is April vacation, so they're going to be closed. But yeah, I will definitely check in with you guys and just kind of, you know, go over what I was able to do Monday, Tuesday, if I was able to take any clients in practice. But with that being said, if I'm going to try and release every Wednesday or Thursday. I'm still working on this. This is, you know, not only is this a brand new podcast, but this is the first podcast I've ever recorded. So, you know, once I build a following, I'm going to have a strict day that I'm going to be releasing the new episodes, no if, ands, or buts. So definitely check in. You know, just set your notifications in whatever app you're listening to this on to make sure that you get the notification when I release. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Patriots Day. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.